I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us on this Wednesday as we're beginning to start to firm up what this Rockets. Sorry, I was reading something else in the break, but what this Texans team is looking like for the season, for the 2025 season. We got a few names that are going to the practice squad. Jackson Woodard, the linebacker, is returning to the Texans practice squad. As is, of course, I've forgotten some names as I was going there. Solomon Bird, Trent Brown, we talked about that. That's interesting to have now that maybe, depending on how you feel, a fifth tackle that you feel comfortable playing, he'll be on the practice squad that you can maybe elevate. And yes, I think the coach aspect of it, his the ability to be like a tutor of sorts that understands the system, or at least what the system has been historically. Jalen Thomas, Jared Wayne, still with you. Miles Bryant, who Nick Caserio let that one kind of out the bag earlier today. Eli Cox, shout out to my Nigerian brethren, Casey Osai and Haggai Ndubuisi. Don't forget Haggai Ndubuisi as well, international slot there. Junior Tafuna, Jakob Johnson, and Harrison Bryant are the ones that are the most interesting one. Although Harrison Bryant, I'm not sure if he makes the 53 or the practice squad, but he will be back with the team. Those ones are going to be very interesting because Jakob Johnson, I could see easily early on them using those three elevations and then figuring out how they get him on the roster if they do want that fullback. And then Harrison Bryant, again, is a guy that they brought in that trade where they sent out John Mechie, and it just happened so late in camp that I don't think you got a good full accounting as to what he would be for a tight end for you.
Yeah.
And then you get to keep him around and get a better feel for that as you go.
No, that's exactly what that is. A lot of these guys right now, they're really just still kicking the tires, still doing training camp basically with some of these younger guys.
And what's tough is I don't know how much you can kind of replicate what you get in training camp.
No, but scout team stuff, you know, et cetera.
Yeah. Right, right. So I was about to ask you how you feel about the practice squad, like how you would kind of view it, but it's a practice squad. I don't know how you necessarily look at it otherwise, but definitely good to see some of the players that they were able to get signed as we, again, move towards what's happening there. All right. Coming up next. Let's talk about this because one of the things that we caught, and it was right before the buzzer. I'm talking, it was that hour, that last hour.
Like 2:45.
Yeah, that last hour, I mean, last 20 minutes of sorts before we got to the 3 p.m. deadline, central time, for teams to have their rosters cut down to 53 men. We found out that Jimmy Ward would indeed be placed on the commissioner's exempt list, which obviously would make it's a list that only Roger Goodell controls, both on when a player goes on and when a player comes off. That player has no access to team facilities or practices or anything. They will be paid, But that is just, it really is, operates as administrative leave. When we have something that, you know, makes us a little uncomfortable, we want to be able to kind of freeze this player, but not, you know, penalize the team, so to say. We put him on this list, and that seems like it's very much where Jimmy Ward exists. But with that being the case, I feel like, Lopez, you have a question on whether or not we might be, that we might have seen the last of Jimmy Ward with this team.
Well, I do, and let me lay it out for you and see what you guys think, because when I saw, we were always sort of, you know, speculating, wondering, is he going to be on the commissioner's list? Is he going to be on the commissioner's list? Because that kind of kicks the ball, the can down the road a little bit.
Certainly.
It kind of protects the Texans from, you know, having to make a call right now.
That's the beauty of the list. Is, yeah. As much as teams like doing the, especially when you, sorry, to yeah. go backwards, mm-hmm. Roger Goodell came in and he wanted to be the hammer commissioner, right? I'm going to come in and I'm going to be law and order. Mm-hmm. And I think very early he realized dispensing justice, especially ahead of our legal system, mm-hmm. it often doesn't play out well for you. So it feels like the NFL as a whole has decided, we're going to try and let the legal system play out, and we can maybe piggyback off right. of some of there, and we'll figure out afterwards. Well, that's tough because the timeline of the football, you got deadlines like a 53-man cutdown or a game coming up, mm-hmm. and that makes those decisions way harder on a team that's like, we don't want to make that decision to a legal system that does not work on your timeline.
Yeah.
In comes commissioner's exempt list. Where, hey, let's stash him over there, administrative leave, and we'll get back to him when we can.
And it insulates the team.
Agreed.
From having to be the bad guy or whatever, however you want to characterize it. So we're thinking that this is going to happen. It could happen. It does. And we're thinking, okay. And we texted about it. And then I started thinking about it. I was like, okay, now that he's on that list, would you expect him to be off that list within 4 weeks, 5 weeks?
And again, this is where you go.
If you're there for the let the legal system work.
Right.
It's going to take more than a month.
I would imagine so.
Right.
I don't know that they're expediting this for him. I'll need to go back and double check and mm-hmm. see. What if we've had another date kind of set, but mm-hmm. I don't know how this progresses, but it could very, very easily be knowing that just generally
yeah.
how the legal system can work at times. It can be slow and it's wheels turning.
All right. So let's put this together. If he's going to be gone, let's say 4 or 5 weeks or longer, you know, just until there is some
resolution.
Yeah.
On
some sort of resolution somewhere. There's that. There's also, while you're on this list, you can't participate in anything with the team. You can't go to the building at all. So anything you're going to be doing is going to be out on your own. On top of that, he's 34 years old. On top of that, when he does come back, he's going to need a ramp up time. On top of that, he might get suspended. I mean, you know, we don't know how it's going to play out. So that's five things right there that now that he's on the list, you have to consider. And so it leads to the question, if he can't be around, you know, he it's going to take 4 or 5 weeks. He's 34 years old. He might get suspended, and he's going to need a ramp-up time. I'll just ask you both this. Are we going to see him again, you know, for the Houston Texans?
I mean, if I just make the binary yes or no, I'd probably lean towards no, and you're right, Champ Slice. He can do rehab. He just can't. Meetings, practice, games, those important portions of it. I would lean towards no. But what's weird is, If we were in a, you know, another universe where we did not have legal issues and he was not dealing with that foot injury as well,
mm-hmm.
Jimmy Ward is still your best depth defensive secondary guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sliding in as the guy after Kalen Bullock and C.J. Gardner-Johnson,
yeah.
It would be Jimmy Ward with respect to Jalen Reed. Sliding in after after Jalen Petrie in that nickel spot, it would be Jimmy Ward. I think still as we speak right now. But would that still be the case whenever he returns, whether that's 3 weeks, 4 weeks from now,
mm-hmm.
8 weeks from now, would that still be the case is a question that I don't know that there's, well, I know that there's not a definitive answer to,
mm-hmm.
I don't know where that answer lands because by the time you get there, you're talking about a rookie in Jalen Reed who, yeah, he is dealing with some injuries of his own, mm-hmm. but Has he acclimated to a point where you feel comfortable at that point? Have any of the other players, Nick Caserio earlier today was talking about how, you know, and when it comes to depth behind Jalen Petrie, well, you know, there's a number of guys that have had snaps inside mm-hmm. with also Kamari Lassiter and so on and so forth. Do you get Jalen Smith? Do you get to a point where one or multiple of those guys have gotten enough of practice or whatever that they could feel comfortable manning that outside of Jimmy Ward? Like, He already, you were already in the end game of his career here as a Texan, or maybe just in general. I think you were waning that kind of relationship. Mm-hmm. I think this might expedite it.
No, and that's another big point right there. Do you want to, quote unquote, and this is, I think, what you're kind of saying, do you want to upset the apple cart? You know, if Miles Bryant steps in and is productive, if Jalen Reed, you know, can slide over there and be productive, if you're running, as you've mentioned a couple of times, the three linebackers set and it's wreaking havoc on opposing teams, you know, if who knows, Kamari Lassiter, any of these names you mentioned, if you're having success defensively, do you really want to say, okay, it's been 6 weeks, whatever the number is, let's get him back to practice and let's plug him in? Do you really want to do that?
And so, like, again, I think that these are all
34.
These are all kind of the things that eventually you get to. But I think that the Texans, it was always going to be this way that they handle it. You see this, right? Mm-hmm. The continued messaging falls in line in various different avenues, and it points back to the central point of, we want to be a player perspective team, mm-hmm. in an organization when it comes to the ways that they handle cut down. They're going to wait till that day. They're going to make sure that we try and handle in a way where we can look guys in the eyes and treat them well. When it comes to injuries, we're going to do what we believe to be the best mm-hmm. thing to protect our players. And I think even here, when it comes to, hey, there's allegations out there, we're not going to jump to judgment. We're going to wait till, you know, everything else plays out to then make our decisions. It just feels like there's so many things pointing to the possibility of the decision going that way,
yeah.
where he doesn't end up back with this Texans team, or at least impacting them on the field,
mm-hmm.
Compared to, which again, if he's exonerated and in a relatively good time, sliding back in, it just feels like, oh, there's a number of things where the next man up mentality and those things would make it so that we might have seen the last of Jimmy Ward on this team.
I think so. If I had to say one way or the other, as you pointed out, and then, you know, there is the possibility of he is exonerated. There's still the commissioner's, you know, there's still the commissioner's ruling on this.
Do you think the NFL,
they've done it?
They have in the past.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember like precedent more recently, but do you think that they would like what would have to be the circumstances for,
well, there was a magic word involved there, and I don't know if that's going to be proved in any, even if he's exonerated, if there's any
blood tests. Allegations of domestic violence, particularly strangulation, whatever. I'm saying if he's exonerated on that front, but if they find out that he did use substances,
right.
He ends up in the substance abuse program is where you're looking
at. Or suspended or whatever it might be. You know, these are two separate things working, and the time is working against him. You know, the timeline is working against him. On top of, you know, some of the things that this defense might just be crushing fools, you know, and all of a sudden, hey, let's bring Jimmy Ward back.
Yeah.
I don't know.
This is a fair point I see from the 832. The NFL seems to pick and choose when they want to let the justice system do its work its magic before they act. No, well, that's 100% the case.
Yeah.
If I have given you the impression that I view the NFL as a nice and good moral authority on anything that we're doing here, please let me change your impression of that.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. Far be it for me to look to the NFL to be the bastion for my moral authority and moral judgment. I think that that's one of the reasons, especially, is that they've tried to, after they having put themselves in that place, they've tried to, you know, extricate themselves from that place of having to be a moral authority that they put them in, where they're like, our hands are up. We're waiting for somebody else to come and make this decision for us, and then we'll act accordingly. So we'll see how that ultimately plays out with Jimmy Ward. But yeah, it does feel like that's the case. What I will leave you with here, Lopez, is a question. How confident are you now that we're seeing the 53-man cut down, now that we're seeing the way that this comes together, that they will be able to, you know, handle the depth portion of this without Jimmy Ward?
Oh, I think, again, I've been confident, in at least in terms of depth, you know, but the confidence lies in serviceable. You know, Miles Bryant has been serviceable. I don't know, you know, the progress of Arthur Maulette. And, of course, you do have Jalen Reed. I think, you know, I think the people like to say this, the floor is not high, but sufficient, you know, as a depth piece. So I'm relatively confident they can withstand it, especially if the alternative is, you know, you got to ramp this guy back up and you don't know what you're getting, you know?
Any positions that you do see with the 53 and the practice squad kind of being, practice squad, I don't know if I'm going to say it's fully set, but it's largely taken shape. Is there any position that you go, ooh, I'm still have some questions here, or are we set? Because as much as, oh, there's only two tight ends on the roster, mm-hmm. you got another one on the yeah. practice squad that kind of makes it three in all reality. Oh, there's only, you know, you don't have a fullback. Yakub Johnson's on the practice squad. I imagine he'll have some elevations. But so with that being the case, is there any place that you look at in the holistics of a 70-man roster, so to say? How do you look at this? Is there a place that you look at and see a weakness?
Running back.
And that's because of the top end, right?
Yes, because, well, Mixon, don't ask. Nick Chubb, we don't know yet. It's been pretty good signs so far. Damian Pierce, we definitely don't know. You have a rookie who looks good, but we don't know. I said it yesterday. The backfield right now, the top three, as you would project, Nick Chubb, Damian Pierce, and Woody Marks, 625 yards last year combined. Running back.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. We'll continue talking about this as we go throughout the day, figuring out what the 53 and now what the practice squad is. We know that they mm-hmm. view that practice squad as valuable talent. Matters, and as D'Amico said in his press conference today, we need everybody, right? We're going to need all of them, so that'll show up. Football Talk on Sports Radio 610 is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right. Coming up next, it's about that time we hand things over to Figgy Fig for Figgy's mixtape. What you got for us,
man? Yeah, I
got
to tell you guys about a hot exercise trend that people are currently doing, and I want to know if you guys would do this. Plus, somebody had a hot, really hot take about Star Wars, and it might tick some people off.
Okay, that's what we're doing today, apparently, is making people mad. Let's continue that in the mixtape next.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature. With over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Yes, it is the mixtape in the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. Before I get to the hot exercise trend that everyone is trying to do, just a little quick update. We talked about the Cracker Barrel thing already. Mm-hmm. They crawfish back.
You think it was a crawfish? Because I asked you guys when I saw this. Did you think it was a PR stunt the whole time, or did they get out here, say it with their chest, realize the people didn't like it, and walk it back?
Now, I think it was a crawfish back, man. Me personally, if you would have told me this rebrand would have cost this much stir, mm-hmm. I would have been like, no, it's not, man. Yeah. It's Cracker Barrel, but apparently it was like a big deal. I think they probably said, you know what, I think they probably reading too much of the internet and all that stuff and feel they just keep it how it is.
I love a good conspiracy theory, but I'm with you.
Soft. Yeah. But here's another update. Remember I used to get updates every single day about the inmates that broke out of that
New Orleans? Yeah, how's my guy Derek doing out there?
Apparently
He's not still out there.
He's still out there.
Wow.
He's still out there. He's been on the run for over 100 days. And
Derek?
So wait.
Hold on.
He was the mastermind.
Did he break out after Yordan Alvarez was already on the IR?
I think Yordan was probably playing, right?
Yordan was still playing.
Was he in the lineup?
Because Yordan missed, it was 100 games.
Yeah.
So we right around, that's 100 days. Wild.
Yeah. So the two prosecutors that helped convict him, the reason why he was in jail for a long time, along with their families, had decided to skip the state, skip town.
Wow.
So they was kind of fearing for retaliation.
Retaliation from who?
From him.
He's out.
They're like, he outside.
Why would he go back there? They
fearing he might want revenge on. I don't know.
But I'd be booking it, man. I'd be out of there.
Hey, they dip, man.
He over in Bali somewhere.
Yeah, but that was just a quick little update on that. It's been a minute. I can't believe he's still out there, man.
I couldn't either. I thought he got caught.
Yeah, I'm wondering how the people who did get caught that's in jail right now, they probably thinking like, man, I should have just stuck with him, man.
he had it figured out.
What, so you could have drug him down?
No, I would have just, I'm lockstep with you. Whatever you're doing, I'm down with it, man. Like, I ain't about to be picky. I ain't trying to get fresh and go back to the block and all that. Yeah. Nah, man, I'm right with you, Mr. Mastermind. <That's> We ain't going back. All right, so it's a new, I wouldn't say new. This ain't new because I did this exercise before, but apparently, it's a hot exercise trend that's going on called running on all fours. Have you guys did this?
What, crawling is what we're talking about here?
I looked at it as bear crawling.
Yeah, so it's doing the bear crawls in the hands, like you did in football.
When I didn't turn in my homework and stuff.
Yeah,
bear crawl. So apparently, the New York Post said the hottest new trend in fitness is running and jumping on all fours like animals. One person says a full body workout. I actually lost a lot of weight and started getting a six pack.
Mm-hmm.
So I know we was talking about the whole beer run, the beer mile run with the morning show and all that stuff. Would you guys be interested in this type of workout?
No, I did it enough way back in the day when
in 79.
Yeah, when I played football. I learned quickly how much I hate it. It's really hard. You're not wrong about that. The New York Post is not wrong about that. It's really difficult to do, especially when you have to consistently do it. I actually saw this, I guess, on Twitter, wherever, and I thought it was like a joke. Like, people are just, this is their workout now. They just go everywhere on all fours and jumping over fences and stuff and all that.
Now, it's tough. I was actually doing this, not this exact workout, but just bear crawling. Mm-hmm. I want to say it was a couple of years ago when I was working out in the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And my personal trainer was like, all right, I need you to do bear crawl. Man, I wanted to fight that dude.
No, that's the worst,
man.
That's the worst.
I was sitting there eventually crawling like a damn baby, trying to get back. Yeah, I was just going from this wall to that wall. Man, that stuff is almost cussed. That stuff is hard, man.
Yeah, I would definitely need a trainer. I'm not just deciding to do bear crawls. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's not going
to
happen.
No, I got to the point, I'm like, bro, why don't you do bear crawl? Why you just go? You just standing there.
You want me to do
watching
bear crawl?
Watching me do it. You do bear crawl. Yeah, you do it too then. Since you just throwing that out there.
Yeah, high school football definitely ruined bear crawls for me. That is a punishment, period.
It was the worst.
That's it.
Yeah,
but that's the hot new trend. If you want that six pack, you better do some bear crawling and jumping on all fours like animals.
That's how That's how Sean's going to finish the mile, crawling.
Wow. How did trash talk come into this? This was just the gauge of people's fitness, and now everybody's talking trash, and we're going to actually end up running.
By the way, I got to bring this up. Me and Reggie was over by my desk after the show, mm-hmm. and as the drive was talking about this, mm-hmm. and I can't get this out my brain how Ron sat there and said, hey, me and Patrick Creighton, if I get beat by Patrick Creighton, I'm quitting my job.
Why did he do that?
I'm like, why would you do that, man? He said, I ain't losing to Patrick Creighton.
What if he cramps up?
If I lose to Patrick Creighton, I'm quitting. I'm like, that's a strong take
now,
man.
Now they got a race.
It all got so aggressive so quickly.
I was kidding. It's fun. It's fun discussion. And I actually am not as confident as I've been saying because I just haven't. I mean, I used to run a lot, but I haven't run in a long time.
Nah. You know what I've thought about a lot in the last, 20 hours, 24 hours or so? Is just, do I know how to pace a mile anymore?
Yeah.
Because when I'm running, I'm playing basketball. Like, I legitimately, running for recreation does not get me where I live. Mm-hmm. And so if we got out there and did it, I feel confident that I can run. Yeah. I just don't remember how to pace a mile.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just glad y'all ain't bring my name up because there's no way in hell you're not doing
anything.
Nah, man, I'm already worried about my ankle. Yeah. My ankle been in pain, and then my knee. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm gonna be that one person to try to run full speed, tear my ACL.
That's the other thing. Even if I, maybe let's say they wanted to do it in a couple of weeks. I did a little jogging, got back into it a little bit just to kind of get the old muscle memory going. There's no guarantee I go out there and take 10 paces. And, drop like I was shot.
I low-key don't want y'all to do it, man. Because remember when the Texans did the little Olympus thing the media combine, which I think is a cool idea to a certain point.
Yeah.
But remember George from the Morning Bull, George Lindsay?
Yeah.
Blew his whole ACL out. Blew his whole knee out.
Tore his ACL.
Yeah. I'm like, that's what I'm afraid of.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I haven't,
you and me both.
I haven't ran like a real full speed on ground in a long time.
Yeah.
So I do not want that to happen, man. Right. I will be devastated.
Figgy, you made it seem like you haven't like actually done any running in years. Do you remember the last time you ran?
As far as like outside on the ground,
yeah. What were you running for?
Not like a sprint, like a foot. I haven't sprint outside in a long time. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think.
I've run a couple times down this hallway. I can't remember when I see the red light.
I can't remember the last time I actually ran and hauled ass outside. Yeah.
That's how you know you haven't ran in so long. You don't even remember what you was running for.
Yeah. I was running to make the segment.
I bet.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Marisa's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
All right, so I'm going to take some. I know we got a lot of Star Wars fans and all that stuff, and I'm so glad May the 4th wasn't during the show. Mm-hmm. I think it landed on the weekend, so we ain't had to go through that. May the 4th be with you.
Yeah, all that.
All that stuff. And salute to the Star Wars fans. But apparently Joe Budden had a little hot take about Star Wars. And it kind of got a lot of people on the internet riled up because he says a little bit. He kind of called out the director. Who's the director for Star? I forgot.
George Lucas.
Yes. So here is how this conversation went on this podcast called the Joe Budden Podcast.
Star Wars is the movie version of the Beatles.
No, the Beatles are good.
The first two were dope. Who directed the
George Lucas. We never heard from him again once Christopher Nolan.
Yes, he did.
18.
What you talking about?
Once Christopher Nolan turned 18, I ain't heard a peep about George Lucas.
When?
Phantom of the Menace, all that shit that came out.
All right, give me some more. Phantom of the Opera, all right. Phantom of the Menace. What else he did?
All the Star Wars he did.
Star Wars has a cult. I need more than that.
It has a cult.
I need more than that. What else he did?
Indiana Jones.
Came up with Indiana Jones.
Indiana Jones is pretty big.
Yo, don't say his name again when I say Christopher Nolan. Do me a favor. When I say Christopher Nolan, don't mention George Lucas to me. If y'all saying, what did y'all say, Field of Dreams? When Christopher Nolan name come up, George Lucas can go sit down.
Okay. I've never heard any criticism in that manner of Star Wars. That's a creative way.
The guy is a monster, you know, media, member of the media. He could not be more wrong about that. George Lucas?
Yeah.
I mean, 50 years of directing?
The idea that he ain't no Christopher Nolan is hilarious to me.
And oh, by the way, he said at the very beginning, he said, Star Wars can go bleep itself. I've never seen it. Well, okay, you lost me right there. You lost me when you say, I hate that. I've never seen it.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Although I do be doing that with Hoosiers. I don't need to see it to know. I'm good on it.
Yeah. I never heard nobody that strong about. I mean, I understand people say Star Wars suck and all that
you
stuff.
You don't have to like
but,
it.
But I got to respect the producer or the creator. I got to respect that person for doing this for so long and creating a monster.
I mean, and
Nico Collins, who cares? Is he Randy Moss? Is he? Next time I talk about Randy Moss, don't bring up no Nico Collins.
That's right.
Yeah, nah. It was.
Hey, respect crazy. The guy's work, but man, he could not have been more wrong on that one.
Anybody listening to Joe Budden's about this?
Yeah.
All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. So I was kind of entertained by something on the internet that been going on the last few days, I want to say. And I did not think this would be a thing. Cardi B in court. They actually had Cardi B in, showing the video and everything of her on the stands because she is fighting a civil case in California. She's being accused of assault and battery by a security guard. And here is the story from ABC 7 in LA.
One of the things that Cardi B's fans seem to like most about the rapper is that she is always her quirky self. We saw some of that today on the witness stand. In one lighthearted moment, she laughed about wearing a short dark wig yesterday versus a long blonde one today.
Yesterday you had black hair, short hair. Today it's blonde and long. Which one is your real hair? Or are they both real?
They're wigs.
But the allegations she's defending herself against, well, they're serious, including assault and battery and false imprisonment.
Do you know what the word altercation means?
Like a conflict.
Like a fight, right?
It was, yeah, it was like a verbal fight, but it didn't get physical at all.
When I'm talking to you now, are we having a verbal altercation?
We haven't, we'll see. A debate.
The Grammy winner facing a civil lawsuit brought on by this woman, security guard Amani Ellis, who claims Cardi B assaulted her at a Beverly Hills medical office in February of 2018.
Dude, she's out there being a fool.
Well, that was actually a great answer. We're having a debate. Yeah,
you got to watch the videos, yeah. Man. She's just sitting there. Like, I thought it was fake.
Well, mm-hmm. She's being herself, and I think that's the wild thing. Sorry, I have actually, you know, looked into this a little bit. It seems like, and it's wild for me to compare, but in my brain, they're mm-hmm. kind of similar. Like, the ineptitude, it feels like, is happening from the prosecution. Their game plan is put her up there, and we're just going to make her look stupid.
Yeah, I think you're
in
right.
In front of the jury. Mm-hmm. And then I guess they did not realize, hey, she's famous because she's pretty charismatic. Mm-hmm. And that is all. They asked her, ladies and gentlemen, your hair was black yesterday and now it's blonde today. Why is that? What the hell kind of question is that to ask on a stand?
Which one is it?
What the hell is happening here?
They're wigs.
I'm actually enjoying this a lot, man. I didn't really care for this, but I'm like, damn, I was watching a bunch of clips from this. I'm like, damn.
You dig in.
Yeah, yeah. I did not expect to be enjoying this as much as I am now.
But you're right. Like, be careful, you know, trying to make her look dumb. I mean, that she's clever. Doesn't mean, you know, you can kind of bulldoze her, you know?
Completely not related, but I was looking into Jimmy Ward's grand jury. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing a date that says August 31st reported at one point, which that would be Sunday. And yeah. I have a strong feeling that the court's not open on a Sunday.
No.
But I did also see somewhere else that grand jury is supposed to kind of speak to Jimmy Ward's case, or at least begin seeing his case at some point before the end of the month. So maybe by the end of the week.
Again, it is the end of the month.
The next few days, maybe we might possibly hear. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But that was my best best quick research on Jimmy Ward and what's happening there and when we might hear some of those things.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Real quick, man, yeah. what are we going to do about this Powerball little pot we trying to do?
Are you actually going to make this happen?
I was thinking about it. Sean was interested in it. He hit me up and said, count me in. It's at $815 now.
$815 million. All right, just let me know.
Y'all got
it. Just I'll Venmo just you. Just us four. Or if Reggie don't want to do it, us three.
If you want to go get the tickets, just tell me. I'll Venmo you.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Y'all got it.
I'm serious.
I know you are.
We're going to win, yeah, man.
You're going to have this show on your own. It's all that we win. So
I'll be all right. I'll be very happy for you.
No, you will not.
Yeah, I will. What, you don't think I could be happy for you?
Not in this case.
See, I feel like
it's going to be a hater
me.
Happy.
They asked me to join on this ticket.
I feel like you're projecting how you would feel on me. I'll be all right.
Oh,
I'll be happy
boy.
For you.
Okay.
All right.
That don't even sound like a
I. I know.
I'll be all right.
See, here's the thing. I don't know how to make it seem like I would be all right to you because I would.
I'm fine.
Anyways, that is Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610 at the Figgy Fig on social media. If you see something you believe is mixtape worthy. Coming up next, let's get ready to hand things over to the drive. I did want to get one more thing circling back to what D'Amico said. He said something that was very interesting and tracked with a hypothesis that I had about maybe the way that this 53-man roster was going. Does this make me right? We'll talk about it next. Appreciate you hanging out with us on a Wednesday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Getting ready to hand things off to the fellas to drive. I wanted to give you a tap in here. I know that D'Amico Ryan's press conference kind of threw us off a little bit time-wise, so we weren't able to get in what's popping. One of the things that's popping, EuroBasket 2025 has started. I know that you're like, why the hell do I care about that, Reggie? I mean, there's not a lot of reason, but I know if you're a Houston Rockets fan.
To be honest, there's not. But
there's probably not. But if you're a Houston Rockets fan, I know that this will do something for you. Your man, Alperen Şengün, trying to see what he looks like heading into what should be a very, very important and insightful 2025-26 season. And his Turkish team gets their first victory of EuroBasket in their first attempt. They faced off against Kristaps Porzingis and Davis Bertans and Latvia. In Group A, they're actually the host country, Latvia, mind you. Alper Şengün in 28 minutes, 16 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists.
Okay.
Not bad. Not the high scorer,
that's
mind
more
you.
More than not bad, though. That's good.
Jetty Osman was the high scorer with 20 points, but he had three boards and three assists. Like, that is the thing that's the most fun for Alper and Şengün, is he going to score efficiently and then have the full complement of his game.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, how would you power rank, like, what you want to see out of Alperen headed into
power rank
season?
How?
Like, because I think scoring is one of the things that I want to see, but we know he can score. I'm just like, can he get more dominant in his scoring? And then I kind of want to see his passing, because if he's going to operate somewhat as a hub, and I think that is something that we do want to see, at least I want to see continue to grow, because if you can have him at that high post, pass out of it well, but then also score, you're getting a lot closer to that Jokic, that baby Jokic moniker. So seeing those 7 assists was really good, but also I kind of want to see that put up crazy numbers, somehow get to 30 in 30 minutes. You know, I think that would be really cool headed into.
That's an interesting question, and I really don't think either of those things, because I think he can do both those things. I mean, he can certainly score in bunches. He certainly has always been a very good passer. I think it's going to be just as simple as shooting percentage inside, finishing.
Don't blow the bunnies.
Yeah, exactly. Just finishing and being able to score in the lane. Stronger, maybe. Now, he's a strong dude, but stronger to the hoop, you know? That's what I want to see. That's going to be the biggest thing he has to work on.
And for those of you that might be wondering, 2-for-2 from the free throw line. So,
100% right. Well,
for Alper Şengün with the free throw line. Y'all said he couldn't do it! all right, so I do want to circle back around to DeMeco Ryans. We're about to hand things over to the fellas of the drive. And he, you know, a impassioned meeting with the media, covered a lot of different topics. I thought he gave us some good stuff. One of the things that he was asked about was, hey, you know, especially with the way that this defensive backfield, the way that the secondary kind of came together with the 53-man roster, did some of that come about, especially with you having 10, you know, pass rushers, or 10, rather, defensive linemen, mm-hmm. some of that come about because of the confidence that you have in your linebacker core to maybe play more base in some of these circumstances? This is DeMeco.
Our linebackers are very athletic guys. Our playmakers is really, I'm really encouraged with getting Christian back in the fold, getting EJ speed, like two very athletic, fast linebackers. And I feel like they can take our defense to the next level, right? So feel really good about those guys when it comes to different packages and stuff. It just gives me more flexibility. Like if we want to play base, nickel, whatever we want to do, having guys who can run and be athletic, make plays in space, it really opens up the playbook for me.
And I mean, the mm-hmm. system that we've seen in San Francisco and obviously that DeMeco has had, it really does kind of veer away from the ways that I think the rest of the NFL has been, where you have your nickel and you have kind of a big nickel
mm-hmm.
where teams are trying to be big, but they're trying to find this middle ground. DeMeco has been like, these are our guys. We know what we do it really well, and we fly around and we beat you. Like, that's kind of a zig to where everybody's zagging. Do you feel like this is another level of it where they might be a team that plays more base, especially compared to the rest of the league this year?
You've brought that up a couple of times, and it has opened my eyes a little bit to that possibility, likelihood, if we're being honest. And the reason is, and by the way, that, you know, he talked about it. You just heard it right there, and he talked about the speed of EJ Speed and Christian Harris. Good to have him back. You know what I really think is a factor here, and I don't know if it's so much zigging as zagging, is just knowing your lineup. If you're in a base defense and they throw the ball, the odds are you don't have to stay with your man very long with this squad. You know, he's actually using what he knows he's going to get, and that's a lot of pressure on the quarterback, to be able to keep linebackers on the field. You know, bigger dudes that can tackle. You know, tackling, that's his thing. You know, that's been one of the things he's just been emphasizing since day one. I think this is as much just like, all right, we know we're going to get a bunch of sacks. If we get caught, you know, him trying to throw it to the tight end or whatever, it might be someone in the slot and our linebacker's there, he doesn't have to stay with him real long.
No.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, there's that. And I think maybe a little bit under kind of considered portion of this is how much does Kamari Lassiter's growth do this?
Like, because then you got two man.
You're not dealing with a rookie, even though he came in as a rookie and was really good, where maybe we need to be more cognizant of sending mm-hmm. help his way. It feels like they believe in Kamari Lassiter almost in the same way as Derek Stingley, where on those outsides, we can have you.
And what does that do with the safeties?
And we could pull more resources into the middle and feel like we could really shut down this middle and help even those linebackers.
Yeah, I don't think this is a case of, hey, I'm gonna really show, you know, doodle on the back of this napkin and have some real good you know, plays called defensively and sets and all that. No, he's, I'm going to use my studs and be able to get away with it because we've got fast linebackers.
And yeah, that that's also the part that, as he's mentioning it, that's the big part is Christian Harris, big, you know, fast, rangy kind of guy. Mm-hmm. EJ Speed, fast, rangy kind of guy. They help you bridge that gap. I kind of love the idea of seeing some base, but some base coverage with the three linebackers that have a little bit more movement to them. We were talking about it with the top 100, seeing Fred Warner come in at, what was that, 15?
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's a reason why. He can range, he can cover. I imagine that that's exactly the type of thing that that catches D'Amico Ryans' fancy. So, yeah, I'm excited for that possibility this year, seeing more kind of base with three linebackers out there and trusting those guys to cover when you need them to. That could be a really, really good asset to this defense and help them go to an even higher level as they continue.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.